Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Ira Flagstead. Batting second. The first baseman, Phil Toth. Batting third. The third baseman, Buddy Meyer. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Ken Williams. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Doug Tate. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Bill Reagan. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Wally Gerber. Batting eighth. The catcher, Fred Hoffman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Red Ruffing. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Red Ruffing. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The first baseman, Lou Blue. Batting second. The third baseman, Ollie Sachs. Batting third. The left fielder, Heinie Maynisch. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Fred Schulte. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Red Kress. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Otis Brannan. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Beauty McGowan. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ike Danning. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Ogden. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Jack Ogden. And now, play ball. Ira Flagstead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstead hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sachs fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Phil Toth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Toth hits a pop-up towards short. Kress misplays the ball. That's an error on Kress. Toth moves to second. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer bunts towards first. Blue scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Meyer for the out. Toth moves to third. Two outs. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. McGowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ollie Sachs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sachs hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Blue moves to second. Heinie Maynisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynisch hits a line drive into center field. Flagstead picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Flagstead. Blue scores. Sachs goes all the way around to score. Maynisch moves to second. It's 2-0, Browns. Fred Schulte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schulte hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Maynisch scores. That run is unearned. It's 3-0, Browns. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress strikes out. One out. Otis Brannan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brannan hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hoffman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Beauty McGowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGowan hits a pop-up towards short. Gerber settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Doug Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Danning for a passed ball. Tate moves to second. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan hits a fly ball into left field. Manish settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Tate. The throw from Danning and he is safe. Tate steals third. Two outs. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sachs fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Ike Danning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Danning hits a line drive towards short. Gerber reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Ogden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogden strikes out. Two outs. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Blue hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Fred Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman hits a line drive into left field. Manish settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Red Ruffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruffing hits a fly ball into right field. McGowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ira Flagstead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstead is 0-for-1 in the game. Flagstead strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Ollie Sachs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sachs is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Sachs hits a pop-up towards short. Gerber settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Heine Manish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manish is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Manish hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tote scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Manish for the out. Two outs. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Schult strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 0-for-1 in the game. Tote hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Schult. Tote reaches second base with a double. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0-for-0 in the game. Meyer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tote moves to third. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Schult settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Tote tags and scores. One out. It's 3-1, Browns. Doug Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Tate hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Schult. Tate reaches second base with a double. Meyer goes all the way around to score. It's 3-2, Browns. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan is 0-for-1 in the game. Reagan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ogden fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 0-for-1 in the game. Gerber hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Browns will come to bat. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0 for 1 in the game. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Otis Brannan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brannan is 0 for 1 in the game. Brannan hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Beauty McGowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGowan is 0 for 1 in the game. McGowan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ike Danning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Danning is 0 for 1 in the game. Danning strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Fred Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 0 for 1 in the game. Hoffman is called out on strikes. One out. Red Ruffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruffing is 0 for 1 in the game. Ruffing hits a line drive into right field. McGowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ira Flagstead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstead is 0 for 2 in the game. Flagstead hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sachs fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Browns will come to bat. Jack Ogden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogden is 0 for 1 in the game. Ogden hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reagan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Blue hits a line drive into right field. Tate settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ollie Sachs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sachs is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Sachs hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Mainisch hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Tote hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Meyer hits a pop-up towards short. Kress settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Tote moves to second. Doug Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Tate hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ogden fields it and throws to first for the out. Tote moves to third. Williams moves to second. Two outs. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan is 0 for 2 in the game. Reagan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Browns will come to bat. Fred Schulte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schulte is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. he's got one RBI. Schult hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Tate. Schult reaches second base with a double. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0 for 2 in the game. Kress bunts towards the mound. Ruffing fields it and throws to first for the out. Schult moves to third. One out. Otis Brannon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brannon is 0 for 2 in the game. Brannon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reagan fields it and throws to home to get Schult. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Beauty McGowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGowan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McGowan hits a pop-up towards short. Gerber settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jack Rothrock pinch hits for Wally Gerber. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fred Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 0 for 2 in the game. Hoffman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rothrock moves to third. Red Ruffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruffing is 0 for 2 in the game. Ruffing hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 5-3, Red Sox. Ira Flagstead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstead is 0 for 3 in the game. Flagstead takes first base on ball 4. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Tote bunts towards third. Sachs fields it and throws to first for the out. Flagstead moves to second. One out. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Meyer hits a fly ball into left field. Manish settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Williams for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Jack Rothrock now playing shortstop. Ike Danning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Danning is 0 for 2 in the game. Danning hits a pop-up into center field for a base hit. Jack Ogden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogden is 0 for 2 in the game. Ogden hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rothrock misplays the ball. That's an error on Rothrock. Danning moves to second. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tote fields it and throws to second for the out. Danning moves to third. One out. Ollie Sachs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sachs is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Sachs hits a ball on the ground towards second. Reagan scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Browns 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Doug Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Tate hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ogden fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan is 0 for 3 in the game. Reagan hits a pop-up towards short. Kress settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Rothrock hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of McGowan. Rothrock reaches second base with a double. Fred Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hoffman takes first base on ball 4. Red Ruffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruffing is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Ruffing hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brannon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Heinie Maynish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynish is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Maynish hits a fly ball into center field. Flagstead settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Schult hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rothrock scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0-for-2 in the game. Kress hits a fly ball into center field. Flagstead settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Browns 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ira Flagstead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstead is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Flagstead hits a line drive into right field. McGowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Tote hits a fly ball into center field. Schult settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Meyer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Otis Brannon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brannon is 0-for-3 in the game. Brannon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Beauty McGowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGowan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McGowan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reagan fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Larry Betancourt pinch hits for Ike Danning. Larry Betancourt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Betancourt takes first base on ball 4. McGowan moves to second. Frank O'Rourke pinch hits for Jack Ogden. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke hits a fly ball into center field. Flagstead settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reagan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 5, and St. Louis Browns, 3. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.